Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Welcome to the Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. Get ready to hear from best-selling healthcare author Dr. Josh Luke as he facilitates a discussion on healthy weight loss and living healthy. And now, here's your host, Dr. Josh Luke.
Hey, folks, joining me today on the Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast is a longtime friend and tech influencer in the medical space, med tech influencer, Evan Kerstell. How you doing, Evan? It's been a minute, man.
It's been a minute. Living the dream. I'm here in Boston, so we're getting hunkered down for winter, but otherwise doing great. Thank you.
We got both ends of the coast covered. You can follow Evan on Twitter at Evan Kerstell, K-I-R-S-T-E-L, and it's E-V-A-N-K-I-R-S-T-E-L. He's also very active on LinkedIn, does a lot of live stuff. If you want to know what's new, cool, and hip, and working in health tech and med tech, he's the guy. Give him a follow. A lot of fun as well. And when I reached out to him to reacquaint a few weeks ago, I learned that, like myself, he's been on a weight loss journey with the injection. So we're going to learn a little bit about that and a little bit about what you can expect in the med tech space in 2024 if you're taking part in the injection weight loss revolution, because 2023 was kind of the year that it became available to the mass market, but 2024 is the year that I think the mass market is going to accept it on a mass level instead of kind of first to market folks like Evan and I. But Evan was actually first to market because he started taking the injections for medical reasons. So I don't want to violate any HIPAA laws on my show, so I'm going to let you do the talking, but go for it.
Yeah, no, not at all. Well, great to be here. It's always so fun to chat with you. And yeah, I started taking Ozempic because I'm a diabetes patient. And this was the big new thing that was recommended by my doctor. And it's been phenomenal. I lost about 5% of my weight. And in the process, my A1C is back to normal levels. So I'm feeling, you know, I was managing well before, but it's definitely a game changer for me personally, and I think for the world, for the country. I mean, it's going to be pretty epic. I had the luxury of having it covered by my healthcare, so the very expensive prescription was pretty much no out of pocket, which was great.
Right.
And you know, it's been interesting. No real side effects, some minor stuff. I think men probably have an easier time than women. I'm thinking anecdotally on some of the side effects, but yeah, onwards and upwards. It's only been about 9 months, but I you know, for health and other reasons, I don't see why I would want to come off it.
That's great. And you answered my next question about when your journey started. So first quarter 2023. And one of our prior guests from the Cleveland Clinic, she's a Today Show contributor as well, Kirsten Kirkpatrick, dietitian, was the first to kind of share with me that she is recommending that this become a long-term fix. And that's because the studies continue to come out and they're really not finding anything that suggests there's any reason to get off of it. And when you do get off it, it's a battle. And we're going to continue to chronicle those battles and how people are overcoming them. But so are you, in fact, on the brand name drug Ozempic, or did they convert you over to a different semaglutide? Do you know which one you're on?
Oh, it's the actual Ozempic. You know, I get it in the mail. It comes in a kind of cold pack, and they send me a 3-month supply. And you know, I'm not a big fan of needles, and I know a lot of people have a fear of needles. This is not a needle. I mean, when I think needle, I think, you know, a COVID shot or a flu shot. I mean, you know, a good hefty needle. These are tiny little subcutaneous little pinpricks. So it's really a nothing burger as far as the, use of the medication. I don't want to be like a spokesman here for Ozempic. I'm just my honest impression of how easy it is. It would be nice if it were in a pill form. I think some of the pharmas are working on that, but that's a tricky biological problem, I understand. But otherwise, yeah, it's been fascinating. And the great part is, if you're overweight, obese, it's hard to really get into fitness and exercise, whereas you take that 10, 20, 30 pounds off, you could kind of get more mobile. And so I've been walking more. So it creates like that virtuous circle
That's great.
of working, walking, working out more. And so that's been a godsend as well.
Did you, when you started the injections, did you alter your diet at all?
Yeah, I mean that's a big part. You're less interested in some of those foods. I wouldn't say it's not a panacea. You got to work on discipline, and we all overeat during the holidays and stuff. For what it's worth, I don't think Ozempic really allows you to overeat. You get quite ill if you push it like pre-Ozempic. But yeah, you got to work on food choices. So it's part like a process, a learning process.
So one of my episodes was what we call a case study episode, where we just talked to somebody and she shares a lot like you are, some of the challenges and the things that were easier for her. And she made the reference that she'd always been a member of the Clean Plate Club, and for years she'd been trying to not be a member of the Clean Plate Club. And Ozempic kind of just flipped a switch, particularly at dinner for me, where after three or four bites, I'm just staring at it sometimes. And I'm finally, after 4 months now, getting to the point where I'm not taking as much food or ordering as much food. So yeah, I think we talk a lot about altering your diet, and you definitely need to be conscious of it when you start, but it impacts everybody differently. So as you get a few months in, step back and assess. Like for me, I get really full at dinner. But I do like to enjoy a casual cocktail or two at night, and I really haven't curtailed that at all. Have you curtailed your alcohol consumption at all since you've been on the shots?
Yeah, I'm not a big drinker, so that hasn't been much of an issue, but it is like it takes that edge off of, okay, I'm gonna go to the Cheesecake Factory and not have cheesecake, or I'm not gonna get like an ice cream at McDonald's, whatever that extra self-indulgence is. And I think the data is showing it actually curbs all kinds of cravings. It might help with alcoholism, with alcoholics, and controlling. It just takes that hormonal rush you get from that, maybe that extra drink, that extra piece of cake or whatever, away. So I'd love to hear more about the physiological, psychological effects of this drug. It's
And
really
it's coming
interesting.
out. It's definitely helping with mental health. It's helping reduce stroke, in a weird way. And let's shift into kind of a business mode, since so many of both of our followers are in the health space and the tech space. I want to kind of ask one question that leads us to tech, but first, interestingly enough, it's almost as if Ozempic was first to market, but last to actual market, because they were not approved strictly for weight loss. And here comes Mounjaro, Wegovy, you're seeing the generic semaglutide almost get a huge head start on the weight loss because they're not having to jump through these hoops of, well, it's not approved for weight loss yet. So it's been interesting to watch. Have you kind of seen that evolve?
Yeah, no, it's I understand it. Supply chain is really constrained, even for diabetics. There are challenges I've heard. I've had no problems personally. But yeah, I think it's more supply and availability at the moment, and of course price. $1,000 without insurance cover—that's a big nut to for a lot of people, most people. So I look forward to more diversity of suppliers and also some of the newer drugs. I think Ozempic works on like one pathway in the body. I think there are others that work in like two or three. Is that Mounjaro? So these things are going to get like more effective and more interesting over time.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Yeah, and on the price point real quick, guys, right now I think the common price I see out there for the cash pay, which is what I do, is about $299 a month, get you your weekly injection. You can do it over, as Evan mentioned, he gets it via the mail in a cold pack. You got to throw it right in your fridge, keep it temperature controlled. So the price point's coming down. I think you're going to see it more commonly near $100 a month. But just again, guys, doctor first, talk to your doctor, make sure we're going to do a whole episode on what to look for. Make sure that you're then who you're ordering it from. But hopefully your doctor or somebody that he or she's recommended is just following the rules and doing things the right way. Because it's really important. So the other question people ask is, well, look, I'm not rich. And so if I'm going to do this and my insurance doesn't cover it, I would say, guys, plan on 4 months, 4 months. If you, and I said this to my father, who, bless his heart, is creeping on 80 and wants to lose 100 pounds. I said, Dad, if I could tell you, you could lose 50 pounds for $1,000, would you do it? And he's like, yes. And then I'm like, okay, here's how you do it. And he hasn't done it in a couple of months, but I've almost, he came back to me and remembered that saying. So that's kind of how I've approached it with him. So Evan, let's talk med tech and health tech, especially because you've been living the revolution this year. What are you seeing specific to the miracle drugs, the weight loss drugs in the health tech and med tech space? What are you seeing and what do you expect to see in 2024?
Yeah, I really watch the wearable side of things a lot. I'm really excited with what Apple is doing with wearables. Obviously, the Apple Watch is pretty ubiquitous. People love it. You can track your activity and steps, and they're adding new capabilities all the time to kind of gamify health, and I've really been a fan. Family sharing of health stats, et cetera. And they're only going to double down. They are tripling down on their future. You're probably going to see next year non-invasive glucose monitoring in the Apple Watch, which will be huge for athletes, for diabetics, for really everyone who needs to keep an eye on their glucose. It's a hugely important number, really hard to do unless you have a device or don't mind injections and sticking needles in your finger. That's going to be a game changer, and all evidence is that Apple's cracked the code on this. So, that's really interesting, and just all these wearables are now so appealing. I have an Oura Ring. You should be looking at your sleep, and if you're not getting enough sleep, and it's hard to know if you are, but if you're not, you get a sleep study with your doctor. But just day to day, using these rings and watches and other form factors, they're all going to be health enabled. They're going to integrate with your Apple Health data. And increasingly your providers in the past, the providers didn't know what to do with all this data, right? But increasingly the providers and your physicians are going to start taking advantage of this data and making health recommendation and giving you nudges to go in the right direction and incorporating that into your sort of patient plan. So that's great to see.
I'll plug my last book here called Health Wealth for You, where we talk a lot about becoming what I call an EHC, an engaged healthcare consumer. And Evan is really the poster child for that. And it's all everything he just described, which is taking control of your health, and Oura Ring. I finally got one for my wife because she'd wake up in the morning and say, I only slept for an hour and a half. I was up all night. I would go, I'll roll my eyes and go, no, you were asleep for but the older you get, the more you do feel like you're awake when you're actually sleeping. So we need to know what kind of sleep we're getting, how much sleep we're getting. Our Today Show expert that we had on here said that was one of her 5 tips to keep the weight off, to make sure you have a consistent, good sleep pattern. And so I really appreciate you sharing how you're applying all of these technologies available to us in your life. And I do think I use the Lose It app as well to track calories, carbs, and everything. And I don't use it as religiously as I once did because I'm trained now, where if I do it early in the day, I kind of know what's going on the rest of the day. But I imagine we're going to start to see options on those apps. I know Apple has a food tracker and a step tracker and everything too. I imagine we're going to start to see enter the day you had the injection here, what dose you got, things like that. So I think these injections are really going to become normalized in 2024. What else do you see in 2024 in regards to the weight loss revolution and health tech? Anything else you see coming that people should look for as we get into the new year?
I'll be going to CES, the big consumer electronics show in Vegas in January. There's always a great expo of what's happening in digital health. And again, I think it's all about the app economy and new devices. You know, I have the new Meta VR headset that supports augmented reality. And if you want to kind of work out from home or exercise at home or play games that keep you moving, it's a really great platform. You can do it in a big space, small space. You can do stuff sitting down. There are mental health apps for like relaxation, not to get too shishy, but you know, and hypnosis and meditation and learning. But yeah, you got to find ways to keep active. And it, you know, a cold climate like Boston, you can do a lot of stuff with the headset. Really fun stuff: mountain climbing in VR and riding a bike and karate. It's just a really cool way to immerse yourself and get fit. No one likes fitness classes and tapes and videos. So this is just a fun way to stay active. And you're going to see Apple's Pro Vision, not really a health and fitness device, but again, another way to experience perhaps telehealth, telemedicine visits, or patient education, or, you know, meditation practices, yoga, you know, all kinds of things you could do in these virtual environments at home. So, you know, I think that's a big trend.
So guys, Evan is like a spokesperson for becoming an engaged healthcare consumer in EHC. Like I said, if you have any interest, you can go check out my book on Amazon. It's called Health-Wealth for You. And it's got 11 steps to kind of engage. Evan takes a step further and says, here's the technology that can help you engage as well. You can do pharmacogenetics. You can learn which medications your body metabolizes best. You can do the same for your gut and gut testing, so you know which foods your body metabolizes best. So Evan, this has been awesome. It went in different directions than I even expected. Let's wrap up by just asking you, what's one of your favorite go-to foods or meals that's 300 calories or less? We just like to have everybody share one of their simple meals they like.
I think soups are good. Again, not the really rich, creamy soups, but like miso, like a Japanese miso soup or hot and sour soup. You know, it's really, you'll get a lot of volume and it's really flavorful. And, you know, a cold winter's day, soups are awesome. So, and they're so easy and there's so many good, you know, vegetable soups, things that have a lot of nutritional value. So.
Well, and there now you see he's disciplined, folks. That's a New Englander saying he eats soup, but not the clam chowder. So
clam chowder is the best, but the worst. Yeah. I mean, these things are brutal, but yeah, there are lots of good alternatives to clam chowder.
And that's a good tip, folks. If you don't know that, when you order soup, and I did this last Sunday, my wife and I went to a Mexican restaurant to watch a little NFL football, and I asked about the enchilada soup. Very clear. Is it clear or is it creamy? Because soup's one that can be either, right? Or tortilla soup is one. I think it was called tortilla soup. She said, oh, it's the creamy kind. Not for me on this diet, because clear is the sign that it's probably going to be better for you, lower calorie, all those things. Evan, this was awesome. You took it in a bunch of different directions. It's always great to see you. I'm going to see if maybe I can connect up with you at CES. I've never been. I need to go do that for some business reasons and see what else is out there and see what's going on in your world. So thanks again for joining the OOO Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. Follow Evan Kirstel on Twitter X and on LinkedIn. It's EvanKirstel. Evan Kirstel. Evan, thanks so much for joining the show.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for what you do. And thanks everyone for watching, listening.
You've been listening to the OOO Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. Dr. Josh Luke is a PhD, but not a medical doctor, and none of his comments or comments of his guests are intended to be medical advice. Make sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back soon with a new episode.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.